promise of peace. It is peace that you need. Heaven's forgiveness and peace and love in the soul. Money cannot buy it. Intellect cannot procure it. Wisdom cannot attain to it. You can never hope by your own efforts to secure it. But God offers it to you as a gift, without money and without price, Isaiah 55, verse 1. It is yours if you will but reach out your hand and grasp it. The Lord says, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1, 18. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. Ezekiel 36, 26. You have confessed your sins and in heart put them away. You have resolved to give yourself to God. Now go to Him and ask that He will wash away your sins and give you a new heart. Then believe that He does this because He has promised. This is the lesson which Jesus taught while He was on earth, that the gift which God promises us, we must believe we do receive, and it is ours. Jesus healed the people of their diseases when they had faith in His power. He helped them in the things which they could see, thus inspiring them with confidence in Him concerning things which they could not see, leading them to believe in His power for forgiveness of sins. This He plainly stated in the healing of the man sick with palsy, that thou mayest know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then He said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Matthew chapter 9, verse 6. So also John the Evangelist says, speaking of the miracles of Christ, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in His name. John chapter 20, verse 31. From the simple Bible account of how Jesus healed the sick, we may learn something about how to believe in Him for the forgiveness of sins. Let us turn to the story of the paralytic at Bethesda. The poor sufferer was helpless. He had not used his limbs for 38 years. Yet Jesus bade him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. The sick man might have said, Lord, if thou wilt make me whole, I will obey thy word. But no, he believed Christ's word, believed that he was made whole, and he made the effort at once. He willed to walk, and he did walk. He acted on the word of Christ, and God gave the power. He was made whole. In like manner, you are a sinner. You cannot atone for your past sins. You cannot change your heart and make yourself holy. But God promises to do all this for you through Christ. You believe that promise. You confess your sins and give yourself to God. You will to serve Him. Just as surely as you do this, God will fulfill His word to you. If you believe the promise, believe that you are forgiven and cleansed, God supplies the fact. You are made whole, just as Christ gave the paralytic power to walk when the man believed that he was healed. It is so if you believe it. Do not wait to feel that you are made whole, but say, I believe it. It is so, not because I feel it, but because God has promised. Jesus says, therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Mark 11, 24. There is a condition to the promise, that we pray according to the will of God. But it is the will of God to cleanse us from sin, to make us His children, and to enable us to live a holy life. So we may ask for the blessing and believe that we receive them, and thank God that we have received them. It is our privilege to go to Jesus and be cleansed. and to stand before the law without shame or remorse. There is, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8, verse 1. Henceforth, you are not your own. You are bought with a price. You were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1, verse 18 and 19. Through this simple act of believing God, the Holy Spirit has begotten a new life in your heart. You are as a child born into the family of God, and He loves you as He loves His Son. Now that you have given yourself to Jesus, do not draw back. Do not take yourself away from Him. But day by day say, I am Christ's. I have given myself to Him, and ask Him to give you His Spirit and keep you by His grace. As it is by giving yourself to God and believing Him that you become His child, so you are to live in Him. The Apostle says, As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Colossians 2, verse 6. Some seem to feel that they must be on probation and must prove to the Lord that they are reformed before they can claim His blessing. But they may claim the blessing of God even now. They must have His grace, the Spirit of Christ, to help their infirmities, or they cannot resist evil. Jesus loves to have us come to Him just as we are, sinful, helpless, dependent. We may come with all our weaknesses, our folly, our sinfulness, and fall at His feet in penitence. It is His glory to encircle us in the arms of His love, and to bind up our wounds to cleanse us from all impurity. Here is where thousands fail. They do not believe that Jesus pardons them personally, individually. They do not take God at His word. It is the privilege of all who comply with the conditions to know for themselves that pardon is freely extended for every sin. Put away the suspicion that God's promises are not meant for you. They are for every repentant transgressor. Strength and grace have been provided through Christ to be brought by ministering angels to every believing soul. None are so sinful that they cannot find strength, purity, and righteousness in Jesus, who died for them. He is waiting to strip them of their garments stained and polluted with sin, and to put upon them the white robe of righteousness. He bids them live and not die. Look up, you that are doubting and trembling, for Jesus lives to make intercession for us. Thank God for the gift of His dear Son, and pray that He may not have died for you in vain. The Spirit invites you today. Come with your whole heart to Jesus, and you may claim His blessing. As you read the promises, remember they are the expression of unutterable love and pity. The great heart of infinite love is drawn towards the sinner with boundless compassion. We have redemption through His blood and forgiveness of sins, Ephesians 1, verse 7. Yes, only believe that God is your helper. He wants to restore His moral image in man. As you draw near to Him with confession and repentance, He will draw near to you with mercy and forgiveness. For more information on this topic or other Bible topics, please call us at 1-888-611-4569. That's 1-888-611-4569.